first to that desperate tragedy in Cookstown in County Tyrone last night, in which three teenagers, two boys aged 16 and 17 and a 16-year-old girl, died in what's being reported as a crush of people seeking entry to a St. Patrick's Day disco in the town. I've been speaking to the medical director of the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service, Dr. Nigel Ruddle, who told me about how the emergency services learned that so many young people were so critically injured.
The ambulance service started receiving 999 calls at about 26 minutes past nine last night. And some of those calls were initially quite confused and conflicting, but it was obvious to us that there were a number of patients who were critically ill. As a result, we sent a lot of resources to scene. We sent six emergency ambulances, two rapid response cars. We sent four of our voluntary basics emergency response doctors and a number of officers. And the first crews arrived on scene within 5 minutes. And from their reports back, it was very evident we were dealing with genuinely critically ill patients. And they therefore quite rightly declared a major incident.
Critically ill patients and such young patients as well. Quite a terrible scene for your staff to witness.
My heart goes out to everybody involved in this incident, not least, of course, those parents who have been tragically bereaved, and the family and friends of those who have been involved. Our crews are trained to deal with this situation, but there is no doubt it's always much more difficult when dealing with children of this age.
Was there a large crowd there at the scene?
There was a large crowd of young people who had gathered by the good officers of the police. They had been mostly removed from the scene and kept back at a distance, allowing us to get on with treating those who were injured. But it was evident it was a popular event, and a lot of children were present at the gates of the venue.
Obviously, three young people died, and another girl, is stable in hospital, we understand. What about other injuries at the scene?
Well, mercifully, although there were three critically ill patients, the other patients who we did take to hospital had only moderate injuries, and we would expect a full recovery. And the final patient, the fifth patient, was treated at scene for minor injuries and discharged from the scene itself. So the numbers of patients were small. However, for three of those patients, when we arrived, they were already in a clearly critical situation, requiring immediate resuscitation attempts.
And, of course, one died at the scene and two died subsequently in hospital. What about what your service will do now in terms of offering support to the community? Is there anything further that you can do as medical director of the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service?
Well, in Northern Ireland, that responsibility would fall primarily to the PSNI, who manage issues such as a casualty bureau, and they will be making contact with local councils and local schools to arrange that kind of follow-up where it's necessary. We have been following up internally with our own crews. We've spoken to all of the crews involved overnight, and many of them just finished their shift at 8 o'clock this morning, having already had a very busy evening before this and then having to go on to complete work afterwards. But I'm very proud of the way our crews responded. I'm also very grateful to our control room who managed this situation throughout. Again, while we have had a difficult evening, our thoughts are primarily with the families, particularly the parents of those involved.
And that was Dr. Nigel Ruddle there. He's medical director of the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service. I've also been speaking to Emma Hetherington, whose two sons had made the journey from nearby Dunamore last evening. They were in the queue awaiting to get into the disco at the Greenvale Hotel in Cookstown. They are physically unharmed, but they and Emma's teenage daughter have lost young people whom they know. I first asked Emma Hetherington how her sons were, given all they'd witnessed last night.
They're both obviously quite traumatised by everything that has happened and everything that happened at the time and everything that has happened since as the news unfolds this morning. But they were individually, you know, with their own friends in the queue to go into the disco. They say that it was just, there was commotion at the front, but they understand some sort of commotion at the front. And then they were all asked to step back, and before long, you know, the police were on the scene, the ambulance were on the scene, and it was all frantic and just very quick, very mad, very crazy, surreal. They're describing it as just very surreal. They don't know what happened. My youngest boy, Adam, he saw a boy on the ground being, you know, as they tried to resuscitate him. Turned out the boy is from his year group in school. So, as you can imagine, that was extremely traumatic for him to have witnessed that. And there were rumours that other people had died, and the news has broken this morning that one of those, unfortunately, was from our very small village here in County Tyrone, a young girl who is friends with my daughter. So when I heard that both my boys were safe and home when they got home, I thought our trauma was over, but it wasn't. Because then we heard that one of the dead children was from our own village here.
What have you been able to say to your children this morning?
I'll never forget the sound of the door opening last night. My initial reaction, of course, when I saw the call out on Facebook to get your children home, was just sick. I felt sick. I couldn't even hold the phone for shaking. I was trying to, didn't know which of them to call first, but I got through to one of them and he was okay. He was at the nearby McDonald's and he was fine, and I asked him about his brother and he said that he just said his name and then he goes cut off. So then the panic arose in me again because I didn't know what he was trying to tell me. He just said, "Mummy, it's not good." He said, and then he was cut off, and then I tried to get him back and he was trying to phone me back and I was trying to phone him back, and I was walking around the house trying to get mobile phone reception to call both of them, and then I finally got through to the older boy and he was okay. Thank God he was on his way home, but the sound of the door opening last night for each of them coming in through the door was a relief. I just can't even describe the relief, but I thought that was it, over. And then my daughter came screaming down the stairs to say that her friend was dead.
That's just the most appalling news to visit any community, and indeed trying to cope with that in your own family, and also obviously being grief-stricken for another family in your community, and indeed the families of two other children who died. What sort of response has Dunamore, the village where you are, been able to show thus far? I presume people have been coming together.
Last night when the news broke, my daughter wanted to be with her friends, and I walked her up to her friend's house, and as we were walking, just cars were stopping and letting their children out of the cars. They all just wanted to be together. And this is at like probably 2 a.m, and it was just all the local teenagers just wanting to be together, hugging each other, crying, just distraught.
The children would all know each other. It is a small community. It's what, 9 miles, is it, between Dunamore, where you are, and Cookstown, where this terrible event happened?
Yeah, Cookstown's a town where our social life kind of generates around. You know, I grew up going to Cookstown, going to the Greenvale, going to the Glenavon, across the road from it, going to Clubland. I have great memories of those days as a teenager myself. So when you're sending out your own children to do the same thing, to create the same beautiful memories that we have of going to those places, you don't expect this to happen. And I have to say that the Greenvale Hotel is such a lovely venue. It's a family-run establishment. It's not a big network or chain of hotels. It's a very humble, beautiful place, and I am devastated also for the owners and the staff who witnessed what happened last night and how it's affecting them today, because I'm sure they're just absolutely struck with grief, as we all are, over what happened.
Well, you have to take care of your own children today, and that undoubtedly will be your focus in the days and weeks ahead, and also doing what you can, I presume, for those who lost their children last night.
Yes, well, you know, they're all at great schools, and we have a very strong community here, and I've no doubt that they will all rally round and give the children the support they all need. And, you know, we are a very strong community. We've come through a lot recently, and we will rally round to support the families of those bereaved, and the schools will do the same, I'm sure.
And that was Emma Hetherington there talking to me from her home in Dunamore in County Tyrone in earlier this morning.